Country music songwriter Harlan Howard died on Sunday. He was 74. Howard's best-known hit may have been Patsy Cline's I Fall to Pieces, but rock critic Ken Tucker says Howard was a consummate craftsman who wrote hundreds of first-rate country songs.
Log on to Harlan Howard's official website and you can call up something called Harlan's Songwriting Tips, in which, with typical generosity and straightforwardness, Howard said that the best way to write a hit country song was to come up with a good title, use it as the first line of each verse, and repeat it until it becomes implanted in the circuitry of a listener's brain. Certainly, the way Patsy Cline repeated the phrase, "I fall to pieces," only made you want to hear her break her heart all over again, again and again. Howard came to prominence in the 1960s, before, as they say in a song he didn't write, country was cool.
You were mine for just a while, now you're putting on the style, and you've never once looked back at your home across the track. You're the gossip of the town, but my heart can still be found where you tossed it on the ground. Pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down. When you're blue and all alone, when their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down.
That was Charlie Walker singing Harlan Howard's first hit, Pick Me Up On Your Way Down, in 1958. At the time he wrote that tune, the Detroit-born Howard was working in Los Angeles as a forklift operator and writing songs during his breaks. He says he'd write as many as 6 tunes a day, then worked up the nerve to move to Nashville, where he almost immediately started placing songs with prominent stars of the day. Here's one of the best of those early songs, Heartaches by the Number, a hit for Ray Price.
Heartache number one was when you left me. I never knew that I could hurt this way. And heartache number two was when you come back again. You came back and never meant to stay.
Heartaches by the Number is a prime example of Howard's style. First of all, it dealt with a broken heart. Howard once told an interviewer, "The only song worth anything is about you and me and our love. That's the first thing. There are 6 variations on that theme. Number 2 is, what happened with that love? Third, everything was bad with our love, but then I found you. Fourth, our love was great, but I was wild, I couldn't stay home nights. The toughest to write is the first, because it's hard to find a new way to say I love you." With Heartaches by the Number, which also crossed over to the pop charts when Guy Mitchell recorded it in 1959, Harlan Howard found a new way to say I love you. One of his other biggest hits, however, ran against his usual formula. Busted was more of a blues. A couple of country singers cut it, but it wasn't until Ray Charles got hold of it in 1963 that the song became the idiosyncratic success it deserved to be.
My bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but
I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away, 'cause I'm busted.
In an industry of cutthroat competition and self-destructive behavior, Harlan Howard was known as a good guy. He went through four marriages, so he knew what he was writing about when it came to busted romance, and I suppose that particular track record doesn't speak well of him as a life partner. But the guy was unguarded enough and cagey enough to befriend other younger songwriters and performers on their way up. He encouraged people like Roseanne Cash, Rodney Crowell, and Jim Lauderdale, all of whom covered Howard's songs. Harlan Howard was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1973 and told an interviewer, "I feel I've done just about everything in life but die." Man, it's a wonder he never wrote a song with that phrase as its title.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. Songwriter Harlan Howard died on Sunday. He was 74.